Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
She's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about
talk
now.
About now to talk about.
She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not gonna shout
not gonna
now.
Shout now, she's not gonna shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
Sound about now when it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, fun, cause your Christmas podcast comes out today. We'll have no fun, fun, cause your Christmas podcast comes out today.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, episode 41. Oh my God, there's crazy things happening out there. Now, I'm telling you, if you're on a plane right now, this one might scare you. But hear me out before you pause and go listen to something more soothing, like one of your People Getting Murdered podcasts. This is about a pilot who was on mushrooms, who tried to take down a plane, didn't know what he was doing. But although you're sitting on your flight right now and you're thinking, I can't listen to this. See, this is exactly the kind of thing that I fear happening. You have 0% chance of it happening. It's just too ironic that you would be listening to me on a podcast talking about how that happened. And, well, by the way, it didn't happen. The plane didn't go down. So there's that ray of hope in this story. But the odds are that a pilot who's off duty and on mushrooms is going to try to take down your flight while you're listening to a podcast episode about an off-duty pilot on mushrooms trying to take down another flight. The odds are zero. I'm sure of it. So in all actuality, it's better statistically that you keep this podcast on and listen while you're on your flight. So here's what happened. I can't believe this wasn't national news. Now, I say that even though I don't watch national news. I don't have the news on TV in my home ever. I read newspapers, but I read articles online. I don't hold a physical paper in my hands. Maybe it has been everywhere. I have no idea. I know there's other things going on in the world. But this is one of those things that I think about all the time. How are we just having hundreds of flights a minute in just our own 20-mile radiuses and this isn't happening every second? Because, you know, if you haven't noticed, everyone's lost their mind over the past 5 or so years. I think there's some kind of mass psychosis going on. And how are people constantly not trying to grab the controls of a plane? I mean, I guess the answer is they lock the door. I don't think people really realize that. That 9/11 was the beginning of we're going to have doors you can't get through in the cockpit. They didn't have that before. It just seemed like, come on in, everybody. We'll be up here. They leave the door open sometimes. I've been on flights in the old days. Cockpit door, just open. Come on in, take a look. Our backs are to you. We'll just leave this door open because we trust all of you people on board. Of course, I start coughing for no reason when I turn on the mic. So I'll tell you about this in 1 second. I need to reheat my coffee. That's right. That's what I do on this podcast. If I need to reheat my coffee, I'll reheat my coffee and I will not edit. Okay. So, an off-duty pilot has been arrested after he attempted to turn off the engines of a plane in mid-flight on Sunday, causing the California-bound aircraft to be diverted to Portland, Oregon. While authorities are still searching for a motive, a criminal complaint in the case suggests the pilot may have been under the influence of a psychedelic as well as in mental distress. So, I know everyone out there that's a fan of psychedelics will be like, this is not what they make you do. I took psychedelic things and I realized we're all one. A thing that we all know already, but sure. Bore me with the details of the vision you had about the thing we intellectually understand, but you understood it on a full body level. And then what? And then it went away once it wore off. Who cares? Anyway, Joseph Emerson, age 44, was taken into custody by the Port of Portland Police Department and booked early Monday morning. He is facing 83 counts of attempted murder, 83 counts of reckless endangerment. I assume that would be one count per person on the plane, and one count of endangering an aircraft. He is also facing one federal charge of interfering with crew members and attendants.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
It was an Alaskan Airlines flight. Departed from Everett, Washington at 5:23 p.m. Was en route to San Francisco when this man attempted, he was sitting in a jump seat in the airplane cockpit, reportedly tried to take control of the plane. He attempted to trigger the engine fire suppression system in an effort to disrupt the engines, per a memo circulated to the airlines. ABC News reports that he told police officers that he thought he might have been having a nervous breakdown and disclosed that he hadn't slept in more than 40 hours and had consumed psychedelic mushrooms for the first time. I pulled both emergency shutoff handles because I thought I was dreaming and I just want to wake up, he said, according to the complaint. 80 passengers were on board, including two infants, as well as two pilots and two flight attendants. Oh, isn't it funny that infants aren't seen as passengers? Oh, it says including two infants. I thought it said as well as two infants. I was going to go on a whole rant about people who think a fetus is a child, but I guess once a baby is born and it's on a plane, it's still not counted as a passenger. Well, I guess if it's sitting in someone's lap. Anyway, we don't need to tie these two things together and get on some rant, do we? Anyway, there's a website that records air traffic control transmissions, liveatc.net, and one of the flight's pilots can be heard relaying the incident to Portland Air Traffic Control. I'll give you a heads up. We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit. It doesn't seem like he's causing any issue at the back. I think he's subdued. In a statement, the flight reported a credible security threat from an off-duty pilot with the airline, and the incident was being investigated by the Port of Portland Police Department and the FBI. The FBI is trying to determine when Emerson consumed the drugs as well as the cause of his actions. The jump seat occupant unsuccessfully attempted to disrupt the operation of the engines. Power was not lost, and the crew secured the aircraft without incident. So I need more info. I need to know if people on the plane had any idea that anything was happening. It doesn't sound like it, because it doesn't sound like he actually grabbed controls of anything. But I just have to say, this is my number one fear. Now, this is what I don't understand. You sit in the jump seat on a flight because you're a pilot and you get that kind of privilege. But so was he flying because he had somewhere to be? You know, he's like, yeah, I'm here living in Oregon. I need to go to San Francisco. I'll go to the front desk at the airport, at the gate. I'll say, is the jump seat available today? You know, because I've flown on flights and there's a pilot sitting next to me and they're an off-duty pilot who just needs to get where they're going. I don't see them in the cockpit in a jump seat. So, or was he just like, I'm asleep but awake and on mushrooms and I need to come out of this dream that I'm in. So I've suddenly found myself at the airport and I'm not actually traveling anywhere. I have no luggage, nothing on me, not even a backpack. And I'm just going to ask if I can sit in the jump seat. What? I am a pilot. They know me. Hey, Bill. Hey, Bob. I don't think we should let off-duty pilots sit in the cockpit. I'm glad they're on the plane in case both pilots have, you know, a heart attack, two heart attacks, one each. And there we go. Do we have any off-duty pilots here? Yes, me. Great. Come on up. Our two pilots have died in the cockpit. Just scooch their bodies over and get in there.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get in there, Marlene, and save the day. But why do you need to sit in the jump seat if you're just a pilot catching a free ride because that's part of the perks? I don't like it. I don't trust any pilot off duty. I barely trust pilots on duty these days. Because again, I think the country is suffering a mass psychosis of sorts, and I don't think anybody is well. And so I am just sitting there fully as a recovered, fearful flyer, trusting the mechanics of the plane. And I don't mean the physical mechanics on the ground. I mean how planes work. But I am not trusting the pilots. They're not paid enough. Who knows what kind of radio programs they're listening to that get them all riled up about stupid shit. And what's to stop them from going, ah, what if I hit this button? And then the other pilot, you think, well, that's what the other pilot's there, Jen, to make sure he doesn't just hit that button that takes the whole thing down. Well, what if that pilot has lost their damn mind too, because they're sitting in the cockpit day after day with this one who's always telling them, you know, they don't really care about us. We're not making enough money here. Let's just take this whole thing down. And I read on a website that the end of the world is next week at noon. It's according to the Mayan calendar. Nobody tells you this shit. You know, he's all caught up in conspiracies. That's what I think about when I'm on a plane. I'm like trying to suss out the mental health of every pilot as they walk by, you know, when I'm sitting there at the gate. Don't be busy on your phone or reading a book or playing a video game. You must look at the pilots and you must give them an assessment according to you of their mental health as they get on the planes. This is how you can be a good citizen. Now, if you think something's off, see something, say something. We see those signs everywhere. Go up to the gate agent and say, this pilot looks a little weird. I'm just getting a vibe. I don't know what it is. They'll escort you off the plane, but at least you know you said something. All right, for the rest of this episode, please go to patreon.com/Jen Kirkman. And if you don't, that's okay. Until next week, have fun.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.